Thanks, Evie. Tourism operators say a new plan to address the industry's workforce woes is spot on, but they want the rubber to hit the road, not just rhetoric. Historically, the tourism and hospitality industries have copped a bad reputation for offering low wages, long hours and uncertainty. Today, Tourism Minister Stuart Nash unveiled a vision of how to change that perception. Tourism reporter Tess Brunton has more.
Tourism Minister Stuart Nash says the industry is often a stepping stone, not a destination for many workers.
Many New Zealanders start their careers in the tourism or hospitality job, often as students or temporary jobs before they find, quote unquote, a real job. But we have done, I believe, a poor job of creating an aspirational career pathway in tourism for young people when they're considering their employment options.
Mr. Nash says it's time that changed, and the Better Work Action Plan will help them do that as part of an overall tourism transformation. The plan includes a tourism hospitality accord to set employment standards, better education, adopting technology to better future-proof the industry and improve workers' experiences, developing cultural competency, and using seasonal fluctuations in demand to upskill people and provide more consistent work. He says it's been a collaboration between businesses, unions, government and local iwi.
So this isn't a situation where the government has sat in the beehive and said, thou shalt do this. This has been a bottom-up thing. And you know, the unions and the workers have done an incredible job. So it's not just buy-in from the employers, it's also buy-in from the employees as well. Hence the reason we've worked so hard to come up with something that I think will make a big difference because it's had feedback from all the sectors.
iFly Queenstown owner Matt Wong says the plan sets the industry on the right course.
I think the action plan was pretty much spot on with what we're thinking as an industry anyway. We've all been thinking about it probably for the last couple of years or so. And now that we've got some major issues with our labour force, it's quite a timely reminder that actually as an industry, we probably need to mature a little bit and address some of the labour issues that we've had for probably quite a few years.
He wants to see action as soon as possible, but says he knows it will take time for everyone to get up to speed. He's excited to see technology and innovation play a greater role in addressing workforce issues.
And looking at how we can integrate technology, which has already been used in other industries anyway, but use it to enhance and replace some of those lower wage jobs, lower skilled jobs that aren't necessarily necessary needed for a human being, but they're actually enhancing some of the upper management levels as well and upskilling people.
Matt Wong says there are other areas that could use more attention.
I'd love to see a lot more development opportunities for middle management and leaders in the tourism industry to help them get through implementing a lot of these changes in regenerative tourism into their businesses and make sure that that execution part of the industry transformation plan is done really well. So it needs support on all layers, not just necessarily those coming into the industry for the first time.
Rotorua Canopy Tours General Manager Paul Button says it's a great plan in theory, but he wants to see action.
All of that stuff is really nice to have on paper, and clearly they've got a lot of really good brains involved. But now it's just the rubber's got to hit the road. Like, it's just about the implementation. Because if you implement every one of those action items, it'll be incredible. Like, what an amazing industry to be a part of.
Feedback closes mid-next month, with the final action plan expected to be released before the end of the year.